Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
It's 9 p.m. on Wednesday, April 3rd. Do you know where your kids are? I know where you're at. You're listening to DDP Radio, and yes, it's another kids show, kids table show, a.k.a. community show, with Robert, the lovely Stacy, as Dallas would say, and me, Sparky. What's going on, guys?
Oh, it's another example of us pulling it together at the very last second.
Yeah, absolutely. I was running all over the chat room tonight, and I popped in. I had my sort of dashboard up and on my computer. I get, you know, Team DDP Yoga, my Gmail up, and then I get the DDP Yoga site up and DDP Radio. And then all of a sudden, my G-chat starts flashing, and who is it but Robert, and what are you telling me?
Hurry up. Well, I mean, I'm in here like 2 minutes to go. Nobody's in here. I think Stacy had just logged on, but I didn't realize until about a minute to go that my headset was muted, so Stacy couldn't hear a word I was saying. So I was thinking we had technical difficulties again. So anxiety level was climbing a little bit.
Yeah, and under pressure, I forgot the number. I froze up. I'm rattling off numbers. I was about to call my work number and whatnot, so... thanks for pulling that out, and I got into the queue, and you fired me right on, right as the music was cut out. So, and welcome back, Stacy.
Thank you. It's good to be
How
back.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and now might be a good time for me to plug my website, because I just put a new recipe up today. And
awesome.
Some of you might know that I'm not totally in love with vegetables, but I'm learning to live with them, you know, and I put a recipe up for cream of cauliflower soup that has no dairy, and it just tastes amazing. I made it with coconut milk, and it's really pretty easy.
Ooh.
So
okay.
Check it out at stacymorris.com.
Stacymorris.com. You've had a reskin site in the past couple months and everything, right? So that's all pretty fresh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, check it out. And there are lots of recipes, actually like almost 3 years worth of recipes. So you can find just about anything on there.
That's awesome.
Hey, where's Doug at?
Hey.
Doug is supposed to be calling in from Germany. Is he on?
I don't see him.
Well, he'll be calling in. So as you can tell people out there in DDP Radio Land, your wonderful tag team host, actually we're stable tonight since we got all three of us. We do the best at talking over each other, which never, ever happens when Dallas is on, and there's one reason for that. And why is that, guys?
Because we're all afraid of Dallas?
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> He's going to diamond cutter our asses before before we get anything. No, and just kidding. And you guys can back us up. What does Dallas say before every show to us?
He encourages us to do that. He wants us to do it. And yet, when it comes time to do it, I freeze. You know, I'm like, I can't cut him off.
I know. You know what? I've been doing this show for 2.5-3 years. However long we've been doing it, I've been here since the beginning, and I've been working with Dallas for 7 years. And you would think that by now I would have the ability to jump over him, and I still can't do it.
I know.
You almost feel like you got the cue, so you throw something out there, and then he keeps going. I just thought it was funny. Last week, I did some look up on Beth Phoenix, and when she was on. And I'm telling Dallas on the phone about how she wrestled in high school. She wrestled against guys, you know, because there wasn't any girl. And he's like, whoa, Sparky, that's great, that's great. Just save it for the show. I'll give you the cue. I'll throw it to you, and you get it.
Yeah.
Which was great, but.
What's that?
Which was great, but.
Yeah, which was great, but Dallas goes in and had his perfect interview with Beth Phoenix. And completely throws in the. So Beth, when you were in high school, you were a wrestler, right? and then when he finally tossed it to me, I was kind of at a loss for a question. But luckily, somebody popped up, and I was able to toss their question in from the chat. So that was pretty damn cool. So
hey, we've got a strange number here. See if this is this Doug?
Yes, it is.
I was hoping you wouldn't show up, but hey,
Doug.
Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, guys.
Monster Vader.
Welcome, Doug!
I'm
great to have you on the show.
I can
feel the energy in his voice, man. It's just overwhelming.
Oh, well, what is it? 3 a.m.? I think, Doug, that is... That's the epitome of dedication, to wake up in the middle of the night. I don't know if I would want to do that. So my hat's off to you.
Definitely. So let's try to give you as proper of an intro as we can on the Kids Table Show, because people haven't heard from you in a while since you've been out playing in a sandbox, to put it mildly. So for everybody that has heard of Doug and has heard of people who've been here for a while, like Stacy, who have built up Team DDPO, that Doug and Stacy are pillars of DDP Yoga. They've been here since the time of YRG, and you know, in the days of YRG, Doug started as the ultimate cheerleader and then worked himself to be a pillar of Team DDP Yoga. And how he does that is he epitomizes the pay it forward attitude that Dallas puts out there all the time when he's talking. He says, if you put in the work, I'll help you. Well, Doug is like the first guy, the first contact that most people have, because even before you put in the work, Doug's calling you to set you up to put in the work so Dallas can give you a call. And there's some great stuff. I'm sure a lot of people have a bunch of stories about it. And yes, HD has a little bit of seniority on Doug time-wise. So, and actually, supplement-wise. But I think Doug has his dues from scars and injuries and weight that he's put on, too. So, so the shout-out to HD butting in on Doug's intro here. But for instance, I wasn't here probably, I don't know, a week. And Doug bunks me in for a call. And he just starts rattling and giving me everything I needed to know to start. And I was thinking, this guy, I hadn't even had a chance to be on Team DDP Yoga yet to figure out what was going on. But that was probably in the first week, and ever since, Doug's been a brother on the journey to myself, to Stacy, to Robert, to DJ, to Katie, to Becca, to pretty much anybody on the site who is willing to put some work in and sweat a little bit. Doug will sweat with you and push you the extra mile. So,
whether you want it or not.
Whether you want it or not. And the truth is, Doug will tell you what you need to know, whether you want it or not, because that's sometimes the only way you're going to get beyond yourself. So, Doug, all that combined puts him into the Monster Vader role because he is the best at motivating people, and that's Mr. Doug Steffen, our guest tonight. How's that, buddy?
Thank you.
For a second, I thought you were back asleep, Doug.
That was awesome. What's that?
For a second, I thought you were back asleep.
I feel like it.
That just reminded me of, have you guys seen, and I'm sure you have, The Fifth Element, the movie?
Like five times, yeah.
Yeah. I freaking love that movie. But it's Ruby Rod is talking to Bruce Willis's character, and Bruce Willis's character is like, actually, almost just like how Doug would act in the situation. The guy wins a trip to Flotsam Paradise, which is the awesomest, most happiest thing in the universe. And he's like, so give me a word. And he's interviewing him, and he gives the mic to him, and it sounds just like Doug when Doug was like, thank you.
Anyway,
I got a kick out of that. I'm sorry if I just lost everybody.
I fell asleep, Andy.
I lost you a little bit, Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You put me to sleep, bro. So let's move on, shall we?
We shall. Shall we skip?
You go for it, buddy.
Miss you guys, man. I miss you guys.
So, Doug, why don't you tell us and tell everybody what you've been into? Because you've in the past month from moving out of where you've been in the Middle East, you've kind of popped back to the States. You popped to see Dallas. You're back in Germany, and you've actually had a lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure a lot of people are anxious to hear what you've been up to.
Well, I think it was July last year. I had to go back and do some training in the States to deploy for Afghanistan. Went out, did my deployment during Afghanistan, finished in February, came back to the D.C. area for a few days. Then I was down with Dallas at the accountability crib. And then from there I went to Tampa, and I had the pleasure of meeting Robert finally. And then
could you ever get him his pictures?
Yeah, finally.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I haven't finished cropping Doug's face out, but I'm going to post those soon.
Went home and saw my mom, went down and saw my daughter, and then finally made it back here to Germany.
Fantastic. So the thing you kind of glossed over that a lot of people haven't had an experience of, unless they've heard it from Jake, or they've heard it from Dallas, or they heard it from Scott Hall when he was on, was an experience at the accountability crib. And I'm sure a lot of people are out there listening. I know I wonder sometimes myself, okay, how much of this, you know, is any of it a work? And you think about it, but, you know, because you got all those guys in there, but you were actually there and saw what goes down in there. Is it real?
Oh, yeah. It's as real can get. And it's, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, as you know, when I talk about things. So, you know, ask me anything you want. I'll gladly tell you. It was an amazing time. Anytime you get to see Dallas is an amazing time. But, you know, to meet those guys and just kind of experience how they are as real people and to see what they're going through, you know, it's amazing. Not only that, you know, I got a chance to meet John Schneider from, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard, you know. He came down there, and I got, you know, Brittany, Dallas' daughter Brittany, and Kim, and Linda, and it was great seeing Terry again. And I met Ted, you know, the guy that does the push-up challenge. I think Ted's, 76 now?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, from the Wire TV.
Yeah. He was down there. I met so many cool people that got it, you know, that we worked out together. And Steve, of course, seeing Steve again is always good. So it was just great seeing everybody, and it's just the most amazing. If anybody gets a chance to go, it's an awesome time because just the atmosphere and the I don't know if you want to call it the aura around it is just amazing. The food is phenomenal. Brittany and Lynette can cook amazing, amazing gluten-free, healthy food. It's just amazing.
So hit on a little bit, because there's been talk, and people have been wondering about, you know, stuff around like Jake and Scott and how DDP Yoga has helped them and how DDP's paying it forward for those guys. Because you're like, yeah, they're real guys, but how are they real?
Just like, I mean, you know, it's the same thing as Dallas. They're just people. You know, they've just made it way further ahead than what we have. You know, they have issues in life. They're battling demons, but, you know, they're kicking ass and trying to become better people and get their lives back in order and get their bodies back in order. And when you're beat up like that, you know, I mean, with all my surgery and stuff, I sure know about that, being beat up and trying to come back, that it's a challenge. It's a challenge. I mean, life itself is a challenge. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to elaborate a little bit more on that. It's just, they're just, you know, to me, I don't care who you are out there. You could be up to, you know, all the way president of the United States. You're just a regular person to me, you know, and you have your things you're fighting just like everybody else. So
that's sweet. So they get out of bed. They put their legs in their pants one at a time and pulling off just like you do. And Scott, I am sure, is struggling a little bit more than everybody else with his hip.
Yeah, there was an ESPN article that came out a couple of days ago where Dallas is talking about that. And, you know, he can basically stretch right now, but there's not a whole lot he can really do on that hip.
Yeah, I was there. I got to see him, like him and Dallas, do the very first, I want to say, you know, workout, because it wasn't necessarily like what, you know, the workouts that we do. You know, it was just basically seeing what he could do. And, you know, showing him some moves. And already the first day, you know, the first day after that, he's like, I feel a little bit better. I mean, couldn't do too much about his hip, but just the basic small little things that he was working on Jake and Scott were, you know, just things that, you know, where you're going to have to start somebody that, you know, from where they're at, you know, that's that beat up.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? And you talk about that, and you talk, and you felt some pain. And a lot of pain.
Oh.
15 or 18 surgeries.
18 right now.
18 right now. Knee, shoulder, right, wrist.
Not wrist, back, both
back.
Knees, both shoulders.
Yeah.
He had that frontal lobe surgery too, I think.
What's that
now? He had that frontal lobe surgery too.
Now, the one thing that keeps missing
my O-ring burst.
you would think after all that you would have some built-up credits and they could do something with that mug of yours, but you know.
Hey, yeah, cash in those freaking flyer miles, man. Get that face fixed.
Doug, you're a pretty, pretty man. I don't know what Robert's talking about.
Oh, yeah, I missed you guys so much. SNKs.
You left the state, so you know.
I didn't. I can't even get away from you guys, man.
It's all built up, and Stacey, you're being awfully quiet, so you must have a really good one in there for him.
No, man, I want to keep my karma clean. I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with having clean karma, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, mine's always dirty. My karma looks like Pigpen walking around from
But I am curious about something, though, Doug, because we were out of touch for a while after we met up in Mexico, and I want to know what was it like in Afghanistan, and how difficult was it, and how hard was it to stay on track and stay motivated, or could you? Was it too distracting?
Well, you know, there's one thing, Stacey, ever since I changed my life, you know, it's been, I was trying to figure out, it's been 3.5 years now. Well, you know, that went up before. I started like 5.5 years ago and then, you know, kind of fell off for a while. And then once I started back up, especially August 13th, 3.5 years ago, I'll always stay positive no matter what circumstance, because I just learned how to, you know, just breathe through everything and just move on. If it's out of my control, nothing I can do about it. If it is, then I need to do something about it. But that was one of the I've been through tons of challenges, and that was the hardest one as far as for a long period of time for eating. So what I did was, I mean, when you go to, you know, the food's free there, but when you go every day and the first thing you see is hamburgers and hot dogs, and then you go down and, you know, you're like, what kind of, you know, slop do they have today? You know, you go through and go, literally every time I'd be eating kidney beans and sauerkraut to get the complex carbohydrates and protein and things like that. Mini pizzas, corn dogs, french fries, chili, and they had a few salad items, not a whole lot. And then it's just the food, because they don't go as health. They go as high performance. So, sure, if you want a lot of carbs, you know, for the soldier that's out there, you know, and his performance, sure, but they don't go by health. And that was the hardest challenge. So what I would do is I would just order things online. Or fortunately, there were some phenomenal people. There's Paula. She goes by Pweebs. She sent me some stuff. A few people, Diane, sent me some things. People would, you know, would send me some gluten-free, Rich Wilkinson and his family. You know, they'd send me some care packages up there, or I'd order stuff online. And that's really the only way I survived out there with that. You know, I found a lot of raw snacks that I could, there's this thing called Go Raw. Found a lot of raw snacks that I could have out there. But, yeah, that was the most challenging time out there doing that, was the eating.
Wow. I mean, if you can find a way to eat clean in that situation, I think anybody can, because you were literally kind of at the mercy of what they were serving you, but you still found ways to circumvent that.
Yeah, there'd be times people walk, you know, I walk in, I grab my plate, and I'd walk through the line and go, I'm just not eating. And I just put the plate back, and I just wouldn't eat. I refused to, you know, because there's no way in hell I'm going to go back to the guy who was 326 pounds. I was miserable, you know.
Yeah.
Now when I just got to deal with Robert and Sparky, then I'm miserable there. But, you know, I can deal with that in my own way, you know.
Yeah, but the food doesn't give you such wonderful hugs as we do.
Exactly.
You give them hugs, I give them beer. You see the difference?
I will say, Robert, it was awesome meeting you, man. You know,
yeah.
We give each other shit all the time and stuff, but, you know, everybody that listens to us thinks, you know, we have this, you know, we give each other all this ration and shit, but, you know, I have so many, you know, the best thing I could say about probably Team DDP Yoga and helped me change my life and just DDP Yoga itself is the people that I have met over the past few years, and the three that I'm talking to right now are just like my family members, so we can talk like this. But I have so many other good people I've met that have just become brothers and sisters and closer to me than my family. A lot of my family will ever be. What's that?
You're somebody's sister?
No, sister to me.
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about Sparky. We're not supposed to talk about that in public.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's put that back on the back burner. And
Robert would have liked it because they have a thing out there. The Man Love Thursday. Robert would have liked that one.
Yeah, I probably would have passed on that. Something tells me.
We can throw in like a little commercial right here because
I think we need a segue.
Whew.
God, this is going downhill fast.
Yeah, but just a little plug for the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, July 10th through the 15th, which Stacy is going and Doug is going. As of last week, he had three spots, right, for cancellations and whatnot. People backed out.
Yeah.
But it was completely sold out up until last week. But now there's a possibility for three spots. I can't tell you if they're gone or not. But if you're thinking about going and meeting the Monstivator, or did I say Monstivator? Did I just get a Jersey accent like in a horrible one in the worst way?
I think you did.
Or if you want to meet Stacy and the chef extraordinaire who is going to be doing some amazing things, you need to call Travel Smiths and Dallas's sister, and that number I believe it's 732-899-8400 to see if they got a spot back, and they will take care of it. And
yeah,
you guys can attest to that.
Yeah, and don't forget Arthur's going to be there too.
Yeah, that guy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's just this guy who amazingly went from being a crippled person with canes to running full-out sprints and dropping hundreds of pounds and looking amazing, but we don't have to worry about that guy. Don't
DDP said last week that there's going to be like some kind of super special guest, and he didn't. I don't even know who the hell it is. I mean, it could be Jake Roberts. It could be any one of his wrestling buddies.
I almost want to say, didn't he drop before that Jake was going to be there? I thought he dropped that publicly already.
So you might be right.
This is somebody else.
Yeah, so it could be somebody else. So I mean, for him to say it's a big guest, you know, it's a big guest. So I'm curious to see who that actually is.
A big guest.
Yeah,
sure, they're not just talking about Doug's ass.
Talking about you guys' ego together.
That's a good point. That is a good point. But I don't know.
I don't know who that could be. But if you get one of the remaining spots, you're going to find out.
That's really the point we're trying to get to, Doug.
Yeah.
Do they charge you for that when you get on an airplane? You have to buy an extra ticket, or
for my ass, or for
your ass? Yes.
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no.
Well, then I'm going to have to complain because they make me pay for my ego. It's not too cool.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I guess I can sweet talk them. I don't know.
So,
no, but the retreat's going to be a phenomenal time. I mean, I've been the past two, and. It was awesome seeing Stacey and Bill last time, and it's just there's so many good people that come from all over the world. I know there's people coming from Australia. It's just everybody comes from all over the world. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time. Just can't
we got great friends from Australia. Quinty, who supports the show sometimes and is out there and is always on Team DDP Yoga. Australia is our fourth largest country as far as support, so on Team DDP Yoga, so we got to get.
Oh yeah,
shot.
That's right. You're Mr. Sparky has been going through all the data for Team DDP Yoga and has crunched it in ways that I've never even thought of before.
Yeah, he's amazing at that stuff, man. You know.
Oh yeah.
The things he does is amazing stuff for that.
I'm like the Wiz without like the green stuff and the little people and like the ominous voice and stuff. You know, it's just like
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, without the look of James Franco. Now if I could get the looks of James Franco, then I'm done with all this and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
But
I'll just take his money.
Yeah. What's that?
I'll take his money.
He'll take his money? Okay.
Yeah.
You can have the money.
Hey, Doug. Doug, I've got a cyber hello from HD to you. And
awesome.
He just wants you to know he's been thinking of you during your time abroad. And you guys haven't talked in a while, but, his thoughts are with you. And maybe you guys should talk. You should catch up.
Oh, yeah. The problem, the only issue is out here that one of the hardest things has been contacting people because of time. I will be back in the States permanently next year in March, and not sure exactly where I'm going to be at, probably Texas or Florida. But when I'm back there, it's going to be back to the way I used to be, is making phone calls to people and stuff like that, and it's going to be so much easier because when I get home at night, people are working, and that makes it the most difficult to call people. So, but, of course, with Henry and a lot of the older people that have been on the site for a while, Chris Resney and everybody, I just make my phone calls on the weekends. So now that I'm back here in Germany getting settled back in, I'll be starting those phone calls back up again.
Oh, cool.
You say
I know they keep.
You make people sound so old. I think you the long-standing and supportive members of Team GDP.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, yeah. That too.
We could call them seasoned members.
Seasoned members.
Yeah.
I like that. That works.
You get a member sometime. I'm not functioning 100% at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm doing my best, guys.
You don't function 100% at 3 in the afternoon.
Especially dealing with Robert and Sparky. I should have got up at like 1 o'clock to prepare for this one.
Yeah, you should, man. Got some coffee and do some push-up, something, man.
Yep.
All I can
Doug,
say is when you're on
you,
the show.
How do you do the workouts over there in Germany? Do you lead any classes, or do you just do them in your room, you know, solo?
I was doing them solo in my room. The rooms are like 8x20 with bunk beds in there. There was basically enough room to lay a mat down. And, you know, one thing I learned this in when I was in Qatar for my year out there, people, if you tell me you don't have a space to work out in, I'll call you a liar. Because you can work out anywhere you want. I had enough room, and the great thing about it is, now the hard part was the ceilings were only, I think, about seven feet, so me being about almost six, just under 6'2", you know, when you, anything with your hands in the air, you kind of got to bend your elbows a little bit, but it was almost like just, you know, make sure everything was tense still and just not coming completely full for the stretch, but there's ways to do everything, and the good thing is, it really helps on your balance, because if you're going to fall, you got something right there to lean against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I say if you tell me you don't have the space, I won't believe it.
All right. Yes. Yeah, I think I was just asleep right there. But
I think you were.
We'll go back to sleep, gentlemen.
I'm talking through mute as I'm trying to type. You know, that's the other thing about doing the show. I am paranoid as hell now that I have to have the phone on mute, because if Dallas hears typing, which he hasn't heard in a very, very long time, I swear there was a phantom typist that somehow got on online. If he can hear keys flipping. Remember how he used to flip?
Oh, dude, I went
out.
A lot of people don't know this, but I mean, when I work on different computers, because I have my desktop, I have my laptop, and for a long time I did the show off my desktop. I bought no less than 3 different keyboards to find one that was quiet enough get by him.
That's awesome. I was like when somebody's
in there breathing heavy, he's like Darth Vader, uncle.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I have this loaded.
Yeah.
If for any of you guys who want to do an amazing Darth Vader, Dallas, Doug impersonation, or have a question for this wonderful crew that you're listening to and supporting right now, you can call in 347-994-1216. Get on the line. We can answer, and Doug is perfect. Any injury questions, anything you want to answer, Doug's been there, done that. Any food questions, exercise questions, Stacy's been there. Anything that you don't want to be taken too seriously, you can throw Robert and myself, and we'll tackle that. But 347-994-1216. We'd be happy to hear from you and glad to talk to you. I want to take a minute, if I could, and plug something real quick. And just because it's come up a couple of times, and that's challenges, and I think that kind of fits some conversation that Stacy and Doug, you guys can take off on, but there's a challenge center up on Team DDP Yoga, which sometimes gets some traffic and sometimes doesn't, but a bunch of people somehow today, all at the same time, found one of the challenges, and it's called the Waterfall Challenge. And it's about basically making sure you get the right kind of water all day, make sure you're hydrated. So jump in there if you're not getting hydrated, hit that. But the biggest thing that people like to see for motivation, and we recommend for motivation, and Doug, you do this, is to set out a challenge and tell people to write it down. And we have two great groups, the Warriors group, right, and the Warriors in Training group. And we just posted the April challenge up there. And that challenge is to do every workout that you have, one right after another, without repeating it. So, like, if you have pack one, you do fat burner energy, excuse me, diamond cutter, red hot cores out of it. But you do each one. Doesn't matter in what order you do them, but you can't repeat one until you've reached the end of the cycle. Then you flip them over and do it all over again. If you need a rest day, throw it in. And for the Warriors, there's an extreme modifier, and that is to not take a break, basically not take a rest day. You're going to work out every day for the rest of the month, never doing
or repeating a workout until you've hit the end of all the workouts that you have. So I thought that was a pretty cool challenge. And that was actually submitted by a team member to us.
That's an awesome challenge.
What?
I said that is an awesome challenge.
Okay. I couldn't tell if you said that was an awesome challenge or that's what I'm talking about, but both apply equally well. And actually, those apply much better than what Blog Talk is giving me for Katie Stifler's chat window, which is a bunch of symbols. Sorry, sweetie, I have absolutely no clue what you're asking me. There's a bunch of pink squares and circles.
Oh, good.
All right, so there's a segue for challenges.
Okay, well, since we're at the end of that segue, let's switch to another one. We've actually got a caller. You guys want to jump to that?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, area code 612.
Hi, 612.
Hi, this is Stephanie Ellers. I promised I would call
hey,
sometime.
Steph.
Hey,
Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm actually pretty good.
Awesome.
I was talking earlier on the thing. I am so grateful to everybody because I am so busted up right now that it's really nice to see all these people that are doing all these modifications and everything because it's been hard.
So busted up, you're talking about physically.
Yes. I started DDP in May and was rocking it out. Middle of July, I busted really badly my right wrist. If you look, you can go see Frank and Steph. And I was just getting to the point where I could almost put weight on my right. And then in March, I busted my left wrist. And I'm recovering from that right now.
Ow!
Hey, Stephanie, how did you what did you do to bust them? What did you do to hurt them?
Oh, let's see. The right wrist, I forgot I'm a klutz. And I was rescuing a duckling and fell off a retaining wall.
That's awesome.
And the left wrist was a simple slip and fall. I was taking a header right into a sharp snowbank and broke my fall with my arm and broke my arm.
Ow.
Eh.
And,
it happens.
So is that like busted up as in now you have pins and plates or?
Yeah, I have in the right I've got plates, two bone grafts, and I had an external fixator. In the left, it was a much simpler break, and I just have a plate.
Wow.
Oh, just one plate.
Just one plate,
so,
yes, just in each arm, in each arm.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to get matching scars.
So are you able to, can you work out at all?
I walk, and I try to do what I can. Right now, I can't put any weight on my left at all, doctor's orders, so I'm doing everything kind of on my elbows.
Oh, wow.
So I try.
Well, I think walking is great. Walking's great, and I would definitely listen to your doctor. And not, you don't want to slide backwards.
No kidding. And I did promise my first surgeon that I would not take up skydiving or water skiing anytime soon.
Well, I was going to say, while you're walking, you may want to wear padding just to be safe.
No, my friends have all threatened to buy me a bubble suit.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's really hard for me to maintain an upbeat attitude. You can't tell, but
no.
It is. But I don't know what I'd do without all you guys, really. It's really been amazing. Huh?
That's cool. I was going to say, yeah, you can't tell at all. This is like, it's probably one of our most upbeat sounding callers that we've had in a long
time. Oh, I'm always like this. even in the midst of depression, you can't usually tell. And I have to step away from my microphone. My microphone keeps staying on. I have to use voice recognition now because I can't type. Yeah. And it's having a cow, so I'm going to go over here.
Hey, just out of curiosity, did you catch the duck?
Yes, I did. The duckling is safe. As I was falling off the wall, I threw it at the other ducklings and it landed properly. And then I administered first aid to myself because my mother-in-law's brother was just ringing around going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I just asked him to get me duct tape and a paper towel holder. And we went to the hospital.
Wow.
Duct tape. Wow. Duct tape really does fix everything.
It does. Yeah. If it's not duct tape, it's, you know, crazy glue, and I wasn't going to go there.
I don't know what I'm more amazed at, that you saved a duckling by throwing at other ducklings, or that you basically MacGyvered your own self.
Believe it or not, I'm an adult Boy Scout, and I had first aid training 7 years ago for the first time, and every year since then, because of my job, I have to take first aid and CPR training, and it's hardwired into me. Every year, I've had to be a first responder at least once, twice for myself. So,
I hope you get bonus points for
good.
That.
Huh?
I hope you get bonus points for that.
I don't know, but eh.
Okay, I have one very important lesson for you.
Sure.
As far as yourself goes, practice doesn't make perfect, so don't keep trying.
Actually, I have kind of written off the Warrior Dash this year, so.
Okay.
That was one of my big goals last year, but it's kind of, I think I'm going to just set that one aside for a while.
Well, if you do decide to do it, I would recommend the bubble suit.
Yes, actually, I think I'm just going to go as a cheerleader and maybe do video.
I can tell you a lot about that.
Yeah, I do. Well, I do video work for my son's school through local cable, so I should just ask them if they need help, because I can run a camera. I just can't set it up.
I couldn't either. There's actually guys on, I think, online, like Ken or Cooking for Regular Guys, dude. I think he does camera work and stuff.
Yeah, but, my brother-in-law is an executive director for a local cable, and so I do all of my kids' school's band and sports and stuff like that, and he does too when he's not in band. So.
Yeah, your old dad, you got that down. So what's next that you want to do with DDP Yoga? Do you have a goal now with this, or are you just going to try to get through until you risk it completely healed?
I'm going to just keep, you know, doing what I can, you know, elbows and stuff, and just keep going until I can do the best I can do. I can sort of do some of the stuff, but I can't wave my arms around too much yet because that still hurts.
Okay.
So some of the stuff's out, but I'll, you know, every day I try something. If it hurts, I stop.
Good.
Yeah,
and then I call my doctor and go, can I do this yet?
That's awesome. Well, I wish you nothing but luck as you keep healing. I'd actually encourage you that every time you try it, as long as it's not hurting, take some pictures of those mods and get them up, because I know Arthur's mods are all over the place, and people use those quite frequently. So.
Yeah, I'll have to bug my son for pictures, and maybe I can talk my brother-in-law into letting me use a tripod and a video in their equipment sometime, because I don't have a video camera at home. So I'll just bug my son.
Definitely do that. Do what you can heist off the AV.
All right, well, I'll let you go now, because I've been just yakety-yakety-yakety.
Hey, that's all right.
All right.
Great to hear you, Steph.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Take care.
Have a great night.
Stephanie.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Man. Okay, Katie's upset now because I've replaced my tagline of absolutely with, that's awesome! Okay, I'm gonna go back to absolutely. What do you guys think?
I don't really care.
Absolutely.
I love you too, Robert.
Yeah.
But I have a question from the chat. Ken, and I'm not going to pronounce Ken's name, and I'm going to name drop him twice in like 5 minutes. But Ken, you will know him as Cooking with Regular Guys, had a question about weight loss and sleep apnea. And, you know, I can speak specifically to that.
Yeah,
because I think I'm one of the guys that came here specifically because of sleep apnea and found out I had a bunch of other shit going on. But sleep apnea, when I officially got it and I was talking to my doctor about it, that was one of the many things, but the thing that pushed me over the edge. Basically, he wanted me to get my weight managed back to where I wasn't obese and the regular body mass index and stuff like that. And you know, at a 6'2", I was 233 pounds. He told me to lose 40, at least 40 pounds there. So that was, you know, close to, 20%, a little less than 20% of the body weight that I had to lose. And it's kind of tricky to say that you have to lose a specific percentage, Ken. But what ends up happening is depending on how much fatty tissue that you have that builds up in your throat area and, you know, actually helps to collapse the esophagus and the airway is really, you know, what's going to impact that. Unfortunately, you know, and that's if you have obstructive sleep apnea, which is OSA. If you have central apnea, then the weight loss really isn't, you know, for most people isn't going to do much. But some people even have enlarged tonsils, adenoids, and things that actually help or contribute to restricting the airway. So you might want to get that checked, too. The best thing you can do, you know, is definitely take off the weight because that's going to help remove some of the fatty tissue and help you breathe a little bit better. But definitely go see an ENT or an ear, nose, and throat. And they can tell you if you have any of those secondary factors that are contributing to your sleep apnea. But I believe wholeheartedly in getting it checked out. I believe wholeheartedly in the treatment of getting a BiPAP or a CPAP machine. Because if you actually have it and you have a severe enough case, there's comorbidities that go with it. The pressure and the stress that it puts on your heart, your cardiovascular system, and everything else, it gets pretty bad. That with being overweight, then you throw, you know, later in life diabetes and stuff, it's just not good. Losing the weight cures a lot of that stuff or helps contribute to a much better outlook on your health for those types of conditions. So, you know, lose it, see what happens. If you start to feel better, go get a sleep study in another year. Most insurances cover them once a year. And, you know, if you've lost, you know, 10, 15% of your weight, it's worth getting it checked out because you might drop like I did. I dropped from severe sleep apnea where I was having incidences in the, you know, multiple dozens. I forget what was in my video now, but I know I dropped like 4 incidents an hour, which is nothing. So that's it. That's kind of the medical advice I have for that. I don't know if you guys deal with that. Stacy. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing to note on that, and I mean, you pretty much hit it cause I had sleep apnea too. You got to get a sleep study done, but the biggest thing, what people might not know is what sleep apnea is basically you stop breathing. You lose oxygen to your brain and you can stop breathing for up to like a minute at a time. And that's where, you know, that's what I kind of wanted to hit on that too. But yeah, you definitely do not want to take that lightly at all.
No, and since you've both had that, that really explains a lot.
Exactly. Who am I talking to? Who just said that?
Those are all women of non-breathing. Mini strokes and stuff. Yeah, you're right though, because the one thing I left out is it contributes to strokes and stuff. It's a pretty scary thing. If your wife or your husband tell you you snore and you're a little bit overweight, that's a big indicator if you have sleep apnea. A lot of people are, oh, I just snore. It's not a big deal. It could be a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
My caveat on that, too, is, man, you know, you go to get life insurance or anything like that, as soon as you say that you have sleep apnea and all these other things, you know, man, you're going to be paying up the ass to cover yourself. So it's always good to get yourself in better shape and to get that stuff written off. Your bad health list, you know, on your way to good health.
Another thing, too, is, I mean, this is something that's serious that you can die from, and I believe, if I remember correctly, Reggie White, the pro football player for many, many years, the Minister of Defense, that's what he died from, sleep apnea. You know, caused that. Sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to say because it was a heart condition or something came off of it, but a leading contributor to all the comorbidities that actually kill you is sleep apnea. So, and the same thing happened to a lady I work with. I actually work for a medical device company as a division that does that. But, yeah, absolutely. So now that we've hit that, man, the medical jargon sometimes gets so dry. It's just like singing people to sleep, which I don't know if it's better if we try to sing them to sleep or talk medical jargon. But I hope that answered your question, Ken.
I can actually verify that Reggie White did die of sleep apnea. I just Googled that.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, anything to make you look brighter, buddy.
I appreciate you, man.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Best thing we do on this show is talk over each other. That's what I have to say. And all of a sudden, it's like 10 till 10. Man,
yeah.
We kind of blazed through with one caller here. I don't know what else we have going on, but if you guys want to call 347-994-1216. One cool thing that happened to me today is for the first time ever I saw a chiropractor.
Nice.
And, I didn't know if it was snake oil, this, that, or the other thing, but some of the stuff that I had going on with some pain, and I've had it since I started DDP yoga. I've always had this stuff coming down the left side of my neck, shoulder. My left side is always super, super tight, even down in my leg. There's certain stretches that I couldn't get. And even as I'm going through and doing things like down dogs and awesome all-around stretch and things like that and forward bends, I would notice that as I get looser, still my left side is still tighter. Well, I go to see the chiropractor today, and I got, because I just started getting some really bad grinding in my neck, and at any point I could just cock my head to the side, and I'd hear four pops in my neck. And it turns out, like, about the year 2000, I got T-boned in a car wreck. And she's like, everything that you're describing is because of that car wreck that you were in. And man, she snapped, popped, and cracked me. And while I got a few more things to go before she thinks my back gets super aligned, my back is totally twisted from the base of my skull down to my tailbone. But I almost instantly felt relief. I was amazed.
Hey, I got a question from the chat room I want to throw at you guys. I know the answer to this, but I want to get everybody's feedback on it. It says, I have a question. I am currently on methadone maintenance program to get off of pain meds. I stopped the pain meds, but now I'm in pain all day. Will DDP, I don't know if it's DDP, as in Diamond Dallas Page, or DDP Yoga, will help me? See, from my experience, no. Because if you're on like an opiate, it cuts off your pain receptors, and if you're on it for a long period of time, basically coming off of them causes a lot of pain because your sensors are waking back up, and it's a very painful, not a very pleasant experience. But they do have programs where they can give you different types of medicine for that. But I don't think DDP yoga itself would be able to help that.
But I think it'll take away some of the pain. I mean, it takes away pain. I don't know. That's just a different thing. You know, pain is, you know, that's kind of a tough one to hit on there. You're absolutely right, Robert. You know, but there's also a point is, like, when my knee bothers me, if I don't get my workouts in, my knee starts bothering me again. So
absolutely. But it's where's the pain coming from, though? I mean, because like my back hurts when I don't do the workouts, because that's because I'm tightening up and I'm getting stiff. But it's a different kind of pain, though. So
yeah,
it may. I may be completely wrong, but I don't think that. I don't think it's going to hurt anything, but I don't think it's going to help much either.
I'm curious to know what kind of pain he's talking about, he or she.
Well, when you go through withdrawals, through if it is.
Oh, that yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So he said he's currently on methadone maintenance. So it sounds like it may be an opiate, and if that's the case, cool. Then that's definitely going to cause some pain on the. When you're trying to get clean.
Yeah, the addiction thing, yeah.
I know way too much about that kind of stuff. What was that, Stacey?
I'm just happy to hear Sparky had a good experience with a chiropractor. I've been seeing one for a few months for a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And she told me that car accidents can play a major part, you know, even if they happened decades ago.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that you got that straightened out.
What was amazing about it, Stacey, is that when she started to describe, like, I'm showing all this stuff to her, and there was one thing, two things out of, like, the five areas I was hitting that I knew weren't involved with that because they came later from another specific trauma called moving the couch. Never do it with your back, folks. Do it with your legs. She was describing, she's like, yeah, when you get hit like that and the jerking motion that you get, it tears there's micro tears in your ligaments. And you know, she said then the muscle heals and it starts to tighten up, it actually shortens the muscle. And then you start to overcompensate. And, you know, when that happens and the muscle shortens, it pulls the spine with it, and then your other muscles try to make up for where the spine's maladjusted, and I don't know, it just sounded ugly to me. But all I know is when she was done, I always get this, like, stiffness in my shoulder when my neck starts to act up, and, you know, once or twice, it's nothing terrible. It's, like, on the level of a 2 or 3 for pain, and I can take, like, a lot of pain, actually, but it was more of, like, a discomfort. I haven't had it since, and I actually feel super limber. She's like, you're going to be in so much pain tonight, most people are, and I'm like, I'm feeling great.
I'll tell you what, if I'm the next time I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to go see the yoga doc and have him work on me, without a doubt.
You know, Robert, I forgot to mention, I'm glad you brought him up. I got a chance to spend some time with him and Jen. And those guys, you know, just unbelievably amazing. The people, that's one thing I forgot to hit on at the accountability crib. They're just amazing people, you know. I spent a day with Terry and met Louis Benson, who, you know, has lost a tremendous amount of weight. And just, but you're right, chiropractor, yoga doc, it's just an amazing thing. You got to take care of your body other ways, too. Acupuncture is another really, really good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And for a lot of, you know, Yoga Doc used to be a regular on the show, and he really isn't anymore. So I know a lot of the new people don't really know who the Yoga Doc is, but he not only kept Dallas, you know, put together while he was on the road with WCW and WWE, but he's also one of the guys, one of the creative minds behind DDP Yoga. Without him, it probably wouldn't exist. So he's very integral to pretty much everything that we do, and he's an awesome guy. And on the weekends, he's in a cover band with a big long wig. So.
And a mullet, right? Isn't he
a mullet?
80s?
Iron mullet.
Iron mullet. Yeah, he covers Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and you name it, and they cover it.
But he's really wonderful. I saw him last year when I was in Atlanta, and there was I'm unfortunately not a football fan, but I heard the guy who was in the waiting room with me was some major football player. And that's just kind of like a regular thing at Yoga Doc's office. He treats a lot of athletes, and I guess is very well respected in the industry. And he really helped me out too.
Well, I took I went with Louie and Scott to for Scott's first session with Yoga Doc, and I was in the kind of after I got done talking to Jen, I was just in their waiting room, laying on one of his tables, and in his wall he's got just tons of pictures of athletes and famous people, and, you know, it's just, yeah, it's amazing to see who's actually treated and who's been walking through his office.
Oh, yeah, his is one of the websites that I do, and he sent me all the pictures for all the different personalities and athletes he's worked with, and it's just amazing.
Wow. So do we got any other callers out there, Robert?
No, we do not. I really think Doug scared him away.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
A hell of a fall from grace. And, you know, last time, Doug, we had to carry the show until 10:30. So, you know, it's to make up for the callers. So.
Well, let's put it this way, Sparky. Okay, last week it was Stacy wasn't even here. So last week it was the regular crew. This week we add Doug, and we don't have any callers. What's the common denominator?
Nice.
Yes. See? You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Something
love
must
you guys,
be
man.
There
I
must
love
be
you guys.
Something going on tonight. I don't know. Is it like a major, you know, sweeps night on TV? I mean, it's just we're usually not this quiet. It's odd.
It is. It really is. But you know, they knew Doug was coming, and you know, nobody likes Doug. So
they ran.
Yeah, I think it's the
nobody
cause.
Loves me.
No, I mean,
Katie's been bugging me to say, or bugging the chat room to say, "Hey, from Katie." So, Doug, hey,
Katie. Yes, Katie was expressing her eternal love to you. It was.
I have two. I have two words for Katie: food log, and she will know what that means.
Oh wait, I have food bar. Did you say food bar?
No, food log.
Food log. Doug, are you a certified DDP yoga instructor yet? Because with all your counseling and you know mentoring, that would be a natural for you.
Well, you know, I talked to Dallas about that a little bit. You know, I'm kind of instead of getting out teaching, you know, 50 people or a big class about doing the workouts. I do want to get more into the mentoring and coaching and instructing, one-on-one type of thing, and that's what I'm doing now. And you know, he's like, you already are, you know. So as far as I don't, you know, piece of paper or whatever, no. But I mean, as far as doing that, then I would say yes. And that's what I really, really thrive on now is actually working one-on-one with some people. And DJ is one of, and Katie and Becca were the ones that were helping right now. You know, Becca right now is going through some things right now. She's doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, Katie is, everyone is, and DJ is just kicking ass. He weighed in yesterday at 364. And I think if I remember right, he started out at 519 and he's not even had hit a year yet. So, you guys do the math on that one. I can't do it right now. But, you know, that's what I'm getting to, Stacey, is the people, just helping people out one-on-one pretty much, and that's what I'm kind of focusing on right now.
I see that as your next vocation after the military.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I could get out right now and just go one-on-one and teach people and travel around and do things like that, I'd love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you're doing it now, so obviously, you know, you'd be a natural.
Yeah. If I can just help with Robert and spark his attitudes, then that's when, you know, that's when it's really the ultimate thing.
Yeah, I wish you luck with that. I really do.
We can run faster than you.
Yeah, that's true. But guess what? I will catch up one time or another. I will catch you.
Yeah, I don't think I'd challenge him on that, Sparky. This guy probably has rifles and shit.
That doesn't mean I don't.
Run fast and run far. That's all I can say.
If there's one thing that Doug knows, regardless of what it is, if he dishes it out, I can take it and I can dish it back.
You know, I think that's the great thing about all of us is, you know, when we first started our journeys, you know, we could in no way, you know, people would have talked to us like this and it would have been a lot harder for us because of how down we were on ourselves. You know, now it's, you know, we can talk like this because just of our friendship. But not only that, it's just the positivity and healthiness and happiness that all this has brought us that has been able to allow us to, you know, we can just laugh about it too.
Yeah, and the one thing I'll say about that, and Stacey, you touched on it, and Robert and I and Doug are all talking about it, is it's the truth of it all. There's truth in being hard on somebody. There's truth in loving somebody. There's truth in helping them on their journey. But there should always be that truth, and everybody on Team DDP Yoga should be open-minded to that because at some point on your journey, you came here broken. That's why you're at Team DDP Yoga. That's why you got DDP Yoga. And most people aren't only broken physically, but they're broken in some ways emotionally. And they need to find a right way to put themselves back together. And it's tough sometimes, but you got to step outside yourself to build yourself back up. And you have to be able to take somebody being honest with you to move on. And sometimes that's tough. I know it was tough for me the first time Doug talked to me because I was like, what the hell? Who's this guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've got so many examples of, you know, Sparky, the regular guy, Doug, I'm just going to be nice on this one. Doug was the guy with all the surgeries who's been beaten down, and Stacy, you know, what's that? I was going to say Doug the douchebag, but I'm going to pass on that one. Now we've got Stacy, who, you know, everybody knows where Stacy came from, and you used to have to take flights with and use the extended seat belts. You know, we've got Slim that started at 601 pounds. Everybody knows where Arthur started from, and you know it. Every instance of pretty much anything you could think of, we represent. You know, I don't personally because I use it to gain weight, but you know. You know, there's really nothing that you could bring to us that we haven't done.
Well, you do, Robert, in the fact that, you know, especially, you know, your mental part, you know, because this gets you together not only physically but mentally. You know,
oh, yes.
So the positivity, you know, for what you went through, what, you know, we talked about, I'm not going to get anything personal, but, you know, anything that people go through with turmoils in their life, you know, this helps out in how to handle that and how to become better and, you know, and just basically get your shit together, you know?
Yeah, for me, DDP yoga is my snake oil, you know? It's one of those things that kind of cures everything for me.
Oh, yeah.
And the best thing, Robert, that you can hit on is for you is to tell people about that really don't have the weight to lose, you know, but how it can help in so many other ways, you know?
Absolutely. And some people, there's probably like 2-3% of the people that come on that really want to gain weight and, you know, get more flexible or whatever and don't have to lose weight. And, you know, which is funny to me because that's what it was designed for. You know, it wasn't designed to lose weight, but 98% of the people on the site, that's exactly what they're using it for. And that it's awesome for that. It just kind of makes me laugh that I was probably the archetype for what to do with it because I've got a bad back and I was trying to get back into better shape.
To me, it's the miraculousness of yoga. And that goes back thousands of years. And Dallas has put his own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really an ancient, very wise, Arthur calls it a technology. And clearly, it does amazing things, because look at all of us.
Absolutely. I mean, Dallas has definitely put a whole lot of DDP attitude into it, but still, there's a basis there that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I personally, I've been doing it for 4 years. I don't want to stop doing it. I just, if there's circumstances that keep me from it for a few days, I just start to feel really off.
Yeah, so, I mean, for where you've come from, Stacey, it just amazes me, just the way that you used to have to live your life compared to how you live your life now.
I know. I was talking on the chat room here about the last 20 pounds that I'd like to get rid of, and, you know, that's going to happen in its own time if my body wants it to happen. But I am just so happy to be where I am.
Yeah, and I mentioned the extended seatbelt. I mean, that wasn't a joke. That was one of the embarrassments that you had to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, that was I went from the extension of the seatbelt to just being so afraid to fly and so afraid of what people would think of me. I stopped traveling. I even turned down a free trip to Paris.
Wow.
So I mean, it doesn't get more depressing than that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we've had a lot of people come a long way. I mean, there's this, you know, and you look at people that like Slim that are really starting to come along now. I mean, Slim has been amazing, but there are so many people who are really starting to progress now. It's just amazing to watch.
The boards on Facebook are full of success stories. It's astounding. The Facebook DDP Yoga page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if you're feeling a little bit down, go check that page out and hear people who are just in those early stages of getting their lives back. It's really cool.
It's a snowball, man. It's crazy. And I would challenge all those people, 30, 60, 90 day folks, stay for another 30, 60, 90 days and then another 30, 60, 90 after that, because this is a blueprint for life. It's not the silver bullet solution that P90X is. P90X was designed for like 90 days.
Yeah.
You know, and people get tired of it and they throw it away. I've seen people do it and they look exactly like they do now, which may be 3 or 4 months after finishing it, as they did before they started it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it between 6 and 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just amazing to me that it's still interesting to me.
And how's your back now, Robert?
Oh, it's a lot better. I mean, the last few months with being sick and being super busy, I haven't been doing the workouts the way that I should and the way that I'm used to doing them. So it's my slow aches and pains are there a little bit. But, you know, I've got my before and after pictures up on my page somewhere. And just the difference, I mean, I was almost a hunchback when I started. There's a huge difference.
You know, that's something, like, we all have so much, you know, vast, you know, knowledge and from where we were and also just where we've all come from. You know, I just thought about something. Every Christmas they have that. I can't remember which show it is, one of the Christmas shows. But it's that, like, Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Rudolph.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so we're like the Island of Misfit Toys, you know, and then it's just that's where we all started from, and then, you know, we just end up getting to where we've been. And, you know, it's so many years that we know that we've been doing this, you know. It's like I saw a picture of Nolan Bobbitt posted on Facebook, and the first thing that hit me when he posted his picture, I was like, dude, you're standing so – just exactly what Robert was saying. He's standing
posture.
Just straight and erect,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just the, you know, your posture, your – just the look on people's face, it's here in their voice. You know, I mean, it's just an amazing thing just to see the transformation that people go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, and just so everybody can see what I'm talking about, I'm going to repost my my back pictures on my profile so everybody can see what I'm talking about. And this is my before and after of when I did DDP yoga for the first 7 months. So I'm just put this back on my profile on my DDP, Team DDP Yoga profile, so everybody can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are actually pretty crazy, Robert. I remember seeing those. That's just, man, amazing. Man, I got this stuff. I need a drink. Okay, that was a very bad interruption there, but sorry, guys.
Well, let's all go to the fridge.
I'm rummaging through my fridge right now just so I can get something so I'm not coughing on all of you, but at any point there anybody could have felt free to hit in. But should we hit like pretty quickly here where Dallas is going to be sometime soon? Does he have the Comic-Con coming up in Chicago?
Yeah, he's got that. I mean, this weekend coming up, he's got WrestleCon in New Jersey, which is going to be – there's going to be a lot of stuff going on around there. There's an actual –
he's taking Jake there, right?
What's that?
He's taking Jake, right?
Yeah, Jake's going to go with him. They've got a booth out there at WrestleCon. There's going to be a free workout at WrestleCon on Saturday morning. We have the times up on the site. I don't have them in front of me. It's WrestleMania weekend, so he's going to
yeah.
– I would check – if you're going there, check the times on the website because he's going to be there for certain hours.
I think it's 9:30 on Saturday and 4:30 on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, I should probably look him up, but I'm lazy. But
I'm looking at the calendar. So.
Yeah. There you go. But he's got that.
Hey, if you're not on it, I got your back, bro.
I appreciate that. He's got the Hall of Fame ceremony. He will that lucky bastard will probably be backstage at WrestleMania. Him and Jake are going to the Hall of Fame together, and they'll probably be backstage at WrestleMania. And I'm sure that everyone's going to be blown away by the difference in Jake from a year ago or 6 months ago.
Are they taking Steve to record any of the reactions, man? Because could you imagine all the boys reacting to seeing him? That would be crazy.
You know, I don't know. I don't think that they are, because I think just the idea of getting an independent camera backstage would probably be a little
it'd
bit
be bad. Yeah.
So.
Hey guys, I have an announcement. I almost forgot about this. Does everyone know that it's DDP's birthday on Friday?
I had no idea, and I should know that.
Yes, April 5th.
Nice.
Send them well wishes. You know, Facebook, the Team DDP Yoga site, whatever. Let's show him some love that day.
He's going to be 57 years young. Is
a
that
big
right?
5'7", yep.
Okay. I remember that. The year I got here was the year of the diamond cutter, 55.
Yep.
Right.
God, and what a crazy ride it's been since then.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh my
think
God.
Of all the members. We
yeah,
had, like,
that'd
what,
be great.
Members a year ago?
Oh, definitely. I mean, what do you think we were at about a year ago there, Doug?
I think it was around 2,000, 2,500
yeah.
maybe, and then now we're right around 20,000.
Yeah, we've got 20,092 right now.
Are you guys going to
wow.
make me bust out my stats in my Excel spreadsheet? I could tell you exactly.
Well,
I just did.
Oh, you're from a year ago. Okay.
You know what?
Yes.
Just what Stacy said is, yesterday actually I hit 45. That was my birthday yesterday, and I am so much healthier, happier, positive.
Happy birthday!
And thank you very much.
Happy birthday,
in better, thanks. In better shape than I was at 25. So it's just this has just been an amazing journey for me, and for you guys, I know we bullshit all the time and cut up on each other, but, you know, I love you guys. You guys are amazing people who help me every day throughout my life. So, you know, to each of you guys, thank you right there, you three.
That's cool. Yeah, there's a bunch of cool stuff going on. And dude, and I feel like a schmuck because I should have called you yesterday for your birthday. We talked about it 2 days ago. But I figured I'd talk to you enough.
You're a schmuck, huh?
Yeah, that's the kind of dick of a friend I am. I'll talk to you the day before your birthday, not on your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hey, and nobody has to remind me on the 13th that I'm going to be 40, so.
Oh, my God, you're getting old. Yeah, I'm going to be...
I won't even be around, so.
I'm about a year and a half behind you, man. Would I be behind you or ahead of you? Behind you, okay.
No, but I can't wait for I can't wait for WrestleMania on the 7th, man. That's gonna be a hell of a show, and I'm not gonna talk or bring up any wrestling because although the last time we did we were very successful with callers, even though we were on the love hate spectrum.
We really were. And we actually have, I mean, I know we've got to be getting close to shutting this thing down, but we actually have another caller if you guys want to take that real quick.
Yeah, sure. As we're bringing them in, I want to remind everybody that DDP is going to be in the UK in June. Oh. So he's got a couple workshops lined up there in Swindon, I believe is the place.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And look it up on the website. It's under appearances on ddpyoga.com. So you UK people... you're going to have a chance to see a man. You're going to have a chance to work out with a man. Look up the workshops. It'll be great for you guys to meet him. This is his first international trip with DDP Yoga, and you guys get him. All right, so who we got on the phone?
It's 605 area code.
Hey, guys. It's Travis from South Dakota. How you doing?
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
I was listening to you guys here, and nobody else was calling in. I felt bad, so and then you were talking about age and everything. So I got to call in, whatever. Just you know, so at least you have more than one caller calling in.
So this is
if you do this one more time, we're going to label you a regular. You know that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with that. That's cool. That's all right.
Yeah.
I just turned 42. You know, you're talking about you know age and everything. Just turned 42 last week, and I'll tell you what, I'm better shape turning 42 than I have been for the past 10 years. So you know what I mean. That's just doing it and you know hit the 120 mark here last week sometime here too. So.
Congratulations.
So you know it's
whoa,
it's
you
good.
Said 120 mark?
What's that?
Did you say you lost
mark? Yeah. No, the one
wow.
What the day 120, not the 120
day 120.
Mark. Yeah, yeah. So but because I hear Sparky coughing up in the lung and everything, so I was going to ask about cold remedies and if you had any input.
Cold remedies?
Yeah, I mean natural cold remedies. I thought I remember one time we talked about like neti pots or something like that.
Yeah, the three things that I like to do if I feel anything, they're not a cure, they're not anything like that. Load up on vitamin C, drink a lot of lemon water, hot lemon water, and a neti pot. If you have any sinus congestion, when my sinuses go, they really go bad. The neti pot will clean my head out and keep it dry for hours. And that's just it's a pot that you put hot water in. It's got a saline solution. You run water in one nostril, and it shoots out the other.
Yeah, there's actually a different type of neti pot out that I use and that I picked up actually from my tattoo guy, believe it or not. But it's kind of like a squeeze bottle where you put it up a nostril and you squeeze it, and it'll just, you know, actually, you know, it'll scrub your brain too. So that's nice. But it really just kind of gets up in there and does all kinds of wonderful, nasty, disgusting things.
Is it true that you need to do this with distilled water?
Yeah, that's the preferred way to do it. A lot of people will swear that it's got to be distilled water.
I read a freak accident. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I read something about a woman got a really horrible infection because she didn't use the proper water.
Well, it's all the extra, it's all the extra minerals and all the extra stuff that comes out of your tap water and everything. That's the reason why they want you to do distilled water. I've heard of, I know what you're talking about there. The reason why they want you to do distilled water is because of all the extra sediment and stuff that has that they have in tap water. You know, they come out with reports on, you know, how clean your tap water is and everything. But, you know, you go, depending on where you live, you go through pipes, you go through whatever, or if you're in an area where you do well water, you know, you have a whole bunch of stuff in there, so you know it's kind of pulling a Russian roulette on what you're pulling out of your tap from, you know, day to day. So distilled water, at least you've got some consistency as far as you're not, you know, shooting a bunch of extra stuff up your nose to try to clean things out. That's what I've heard, at least.
Yes, I think that's right on the money.
Yep.
Well, to that I would add, I love the hot water and lemon. I've never done the neti pot. Lots of liquids and also lots of raw garlic. It can literally kill an infection. You might not smell great, but, you know, minced raw garlic is wonderful. And I swear by this stuff that I get at the Asian grocer, and it's called Yin Chow, and they're little pills. They cost about $5 a bottle. And you take it at the onset of a cold. That's the key. When you're first feeling the symptoms, and most of the time it will knock it out. It doesn't always happen, but it's worth a shot. I'll spell it for anyone who's interested. The first word is Y-I-N. Second word is C-H-A-O.
No, there's no way I would have ever figured that out without you spelling it.
Okay.
One reason I would have got that is because of all the other herbals and martial art liniments, whatever that I typically do. So yeah, but that sounds about right. So that works. Cool.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Well, yeah, it's a little, you know, and it's a lot better than what it was. I mean, this time of year I always get some sort of cold here, but after going dairy-free and gluten-free. I've been, you know, dairy-free and gluten-free since December, and I think that plays a lot of it in there, especially the dairy part of it there, because dairy, you know, causes a lot of mucus and a lot of, you know, a lot of the runniness there and a lot of the inflammation. So I think it could be a lot worse than what it is, but there's enough in there that, you know, I want to try to knock it out. Fortunately, tomorrow it's my day off. Because I work this weekend, so I'm going to have my day of rest and load up on minced garlic and lemon water and kick back and get my DDP yoga in. So sweat
there
it
you
out.
Go.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. Well, hey, take care, you guys. I'm glad I was able to, you know, fill up a little bit of your time there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. All right. Take care,
Travis.
Thanks,
bro. Thanks
for calling in.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, well, I have now labeled Travis a regular because he's called in 2 weeks in a row, so we'll be looking for you next week, bro. I just have to give a shout-out to Gonzalo Bergali, who is somebody in the chat, because every time I look at it, I look and I see Borgoglio, which I actually think that the Pope is listening to, you know, Borgoglio.
I think the Pope listens to this show. Are you kidding me?
I am just going to say it right now. Thank you, Pope Francis. We appreciate you. We love you. Thanks for listening to the show. The Pope listens to DDP Radio.
Wow.
So,
never know what you're going to get on this show.
You never do. When Doug shows up, everything goes out the window. So,
Can you imagine DDP doing yoga, DDP yoga at the Vatican? How cool would that be?
Oh my God! Could you only imagine how many, like, you know, they have the right way to do thing and the rules for the way to act. Could you imagine how many of those things he would break?
Oh.
I think the Pope would be cool with that, but, you know, Dallas would have to really brush up on his Hail Marys, because after the instruction and all the F bombs, we probably wouldn't see Dallas for a week.
Yeah, I'm going to cause an international incident.
So, although, you know, the Swiss Guard, with the way the Pope is disappearing on them,
they could probably use a little DDP yoga to keep up. So.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right.
With that, we just killed the show. So it's 10:30. We carried this show for a lot longer than it had legs for. So we're going to get bugging out here. I want to thank all of our listeners, which up until about 2 minutes ago, we carried almost a consistent number in the chat. So thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for being there. I'd also like to thank Steph for calling in, and Travis, our new regular, Roger, who is always there, Stacy, who came, Stacy Kennedy, who I saw in the chat, Adrian, and, of course, as always, would like to thank our super groupie,
Katie.
I didn't forget your name, Katie. My phone just started beeping. I actually thought the battery died, and I lost it.
And here I thought you were being dramatic.
No, not me. I am never dramatic. Ever am I dramatic.
I thought it was a silent drum roll.
In my head, yes. You never know what's happening there. I get a lot of that was just the mini stroke, guys. So I really have to go so I can get to the hospital. But Yes. we need some more, you know, you're going to extend the show here because I'm going to say we need some more of that, like, in-show, what would you call that? Not just applause, but sounds?
Sound effects, yeah. We need to start digging some up and get some ideas for those, but yes, I agree.
Yeah. In-show sound effects would be great.
Doug, I want to thank you for being here. I asked him, and like 2 seconds later, he shot me an email back saying, of course, I'll be on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure, as always.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you putting in the extra effort there, Doug. You know, even though I don't want you here, I still appreciate it.
All right, then. At that, happy birthday, Doug. We'll close it there. We'll thank everybody, the co-host, the stable of Team DDP Yoga and DDP Radio, Robert, Stacy, and Doug. As for everybody else, this is Sparky, and I'm going to tell you, if the 10% comes a knock-in, kick it right in the ass. 90%.
Wow. Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.